Student's Book, page 94. 2. Read, listen, and answer the questions.
When we go to a museum, we see things from the past and we learn about how people used to live. When you see a train or a plane in a museum, they look very different to the planes and trains of today. What will museums of the future show? They will show the planes and trains that we think are modern now. To visitors in the future, these things will look old.
Where are we? These are models of people doing their jobs. This place is really boring.
Yes, how strange. Look, there's an artist, a businessman, and a businesswoman. What about the guy in the white coat?
Don't you see? It's a dentist.
Yeah, that's right. And there's a farmer, a cleaner. What about that woman with the hat on?
Well, I guess she's an engineer. She's checking something, isn't she?
Yeah, that's right. And this guy in the blue uniform?
That's a mechanic.
And there's a computer programmer. My grandpa was a computer programmer.
Something strange about this. This is kind of a museum. We are looking at waxworks of people doing normal jobs. Why would a museum want to show people doing normal jobs?
I think we're in the future. They are showing these jobs because, for the people who live here, these jobs are from the past.
Huh? You mean, in this world, there are no cleaners anymore, and no mechanics, no farmers? That's silly.
I'm not sure it's so silly. I think Phoebe's right. We're in the future. A future without these jobs. I'd love to know what year this is.
This is the year 2531.
2531? I can't believe it.
Is it correct that we are in the year 2531 and these jobs don't exist anymore?
That's correct.
So, who works on farms? Who helps people when they have a toothache?
Robots do everything. These jobs do not exist anymore. This museum shows the things that don't exist anymore.
And who are you?
Silly question. I'm a robot.
Wow. Let's see what other things don't exist anymore.
Yes. Let's.